Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. The most intriguing talk in talk radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone back to Ransom Notes. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, the author of Ransom Notes and more Ransom Notes, Walk With Joy. That's her follow-up to a wonderful, wonderful first book, Ransom Notes. She's Kathy Ransom. She is our host each and every week. She's the subject of a documentary and so many more things than that. And without further ado, Kathy Ransom, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Frank. It's still no spring really here in Illinois, but, you know, that's okay. I can still be happy all seasons of the year.
Yeah, same here. But we are getting a little more spring-like here. It's getting there. It's getting closer to spring, that's for sure.
Well, some people around here have put a few seeds into the ground for their garden, so I suppose that must mean they think it's spring is going to be here before too long.
Yeah, well,
I got a question for you.
Yes.
Do you know anybody that you think is totally exhausted or completely worn out?
Yeah, I do. I know some people like that. I know I feel like that sometimes, but I don't. I don't always feel that way. But I know some people who are. They call it burnt out. They call it burnt out, and they're exhausted. And to me, I feel terrible for them. But they are wiped out, and I don't only mean temporarily. I mean they feel that way permanently. How about you?
Oh yes, I know. I do know people, but it's sort of a follow up question on that. Do you think that there is a difference between exhausted and versus frustrated, confused, and anxious?
Yes. Oh, no doubt about it.
Which would you say is harder on a person, to be totally exhausted or frustrated, confused, and anxious?
Well, exhausted, you've got to feel that that when you go to sleep and you rejuvenate yourself, the Lord gives you renewal. If you're anxious, and I know a lot of people that are anxious, and you know people, I know people that are either battling anxiety or depression. So, you know, a lot of people have that. But what was the other one? Give me the other.
Frustrated, confused, and anxious.
Yeah, that's all in one. Yeah. I'd rather be exhausted than those three things, that's for sure.
And I was reading a scripture that I think sort of is appropriate for both of those groups, for each of those groups of people, Frank. And it's from Psalms 55:22, and it says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he'll sustain you. And I think as we sort of talk today, I want us to sort of remember that there are lots of people who fall in one or both of those categories, exhausted or frustrated, confused, and anxious. And so I want us just to think a little bit about that as we share with each other. And I'll start with a story that I read not long ago about a poor man in Ireland who, quite a while ago, would have been, and he was plodding along, as he often had to do, toward home, carrying a gigantic bag of potatoes. I don't know what country he was in. He was in Ireland. That's where he was. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And a horse and a wagon drew up along beside him, and they offered him a ride to take him home. So he got in the wagon, and he sat down, but he continued to hold this huge, heavy, gigantic bag of potatoes. And so the driver suggested that, well, why don't you set the bag down on the wagon? And the guy replied, I don't want to trouble you too much, sir. You're giving me a ride already, so I'll just carry the potatoes. Mm. And I thought, you know, it's funny at first glance, but it's also sort of sad, isn't it? That somehow he missed that somebody was really willing to carry him and they would carry the other load. So I got to thinking, what do we need to do to help understand loads that people carry? What can we do if one of our listeners knows that, yeah, I am just exhausted, or I have so many problems that I have? And I came up with four words that I think fit in this, and they tie in to, and I think we talked about this day one time. It's called the National Bubble Bath Day, but so we were talking a bit about bubble baths and how that's another way to relax and understand. But there are really sort of four things that people can do. And the first is of the R's is rest. We just need to stop and rest if we're exhausted. And the best example is some guy we know, his name is God. Mm. He worked 6 days. And what did he have to do after creating the world for 6 days? What did he have to do?
Rest on the seventh.
Oh, my glory, yes. You know, I can't even imagine whether it was 6 days or six centuries, periods of time. I don't know how long it was, but he was exhausted. And I get tired walking down to breakfast or lunch or dinner here at Concordia and back. And it's not really, but I'm teasing a bit.
Yeah.
But I can't even imagine. So I thought, I wonder what in the world God would do if somebody told him he should rest. And I decided he might just decide that he was going to sit out on the moonbeam and just all night long just watch all of the beautiful things that he had created. And maybe he'd even drift off and have a little, just a little, I don't know, could God have a nightmare mm-hmm. or a dream? I don't know, but maybe. But we need to rest. And sometimes that means that people who really are people who get engaged, get involved in so many things, and I'm not talking about engaged as man and wife,
right.
I'm talking about in doing, that sometimes they just need to stop, take time off, and rest. Now, part of resting can be sleeping, but the second word is sort of another one, and that's called relax. I get busy, and I know you do because you're engaged with your community and you're engaged with your church and you've got a job and you have family and you've got grandchildren, and I'm involved with things in the community. But I know that if I don't take time off and relax, and that's a little different than when I think of rest. I almost think that's when I close my eyes pretty much and just do nothing, whether it's sleep or just sit in the big chair. But relax is find something that you really enjoy doing. And I read a psalm that fits with this. Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and rest. Mm. And I thought, ooh, maybe I could buy a pair of dove wings. And then it'd take a whole fleet of doves to carry this tubby one. Uh-huh. It would be sort of fun, but I enjoy, sometimes it's just sitting down and reading a book. I love to play golf. Some people like to, what do you like to do when you just want to rest and when you just want to relax and have a good time? Just, you know, sort of, you know, because you're tired.
You know, it's not a bad time to pray, to meditate or whatever you, you know, depending on what one's religion calls it. But I think of it as praying and speaking to the Lord, and quite frankly, that's a very good time, good time to give thanks.
And that's certainly one perfect thing, and I think along with it for others, sometimes they need to get out in fresh air. They perhaps are working in the office, or the reverse. They are working out in the fields, or they're working on telephone lines, or they're doing things that are out in the heat, or the with people a lot. They just need to. And for some, it may be to knit or crochet. I've got a friend who's taken up art after he retired, and he creates sculptures out of alabaster. But that's relaxing to him. It helps him not think about other problems that he may have in his work. So I think the Lord is suggesting, and the Psalms is saying, I'm going to find that dove, not literally, but I'm going to find that, and I'm going to fly away for a rest. And you know, Jesus and the disciples sort of did the same thing. They'd been there and had all the people they were that Jesus was preaching to on the hillside, and they went out in a boat. That was sort of relaxing, you know, just to get out on the Lake of Galilee, Sea of Galilee, and I can just think there'd be a gentle breeze. Well, the breeze got a little stronger, and the boys got a little excited, and they had to wake the master up, but it was still a good place to sort of relax. The third R is that we need to do something that renews our spirit, that perhaps our energy level is down, and we need to have a warm muffin, or we need to get our heartbeat to slow down, so maybe it also needs to be we have a little Pepsi or cranberry juice or happy juice, whatever is good for somebody. Mm-hmm. But when I think of parents, they must sometimes just get crammed with taking care of everything they have to do all day with their kids and their jobs and trying to take care of the home. And they just need to somehow go somewhere where they can relax. For you, it might be in the big chair where you're doing some scripture. And then the fourth thing, by this time, we've rested, we've relaxed, we've renewed our energy, either with having that great muffin or pancake or popcorn, and we've done something fun. And then we've gone back to active duty, we've returned to work. So friends out there, if you're old or young or overworked or anxious or tired, and you think, I've just got to scrub one more floor or write one more order for my workers tomorrow, or plant one more field of corn, and then you become exhausted, that may be best that you should have stopped, walked around the cornfield, or had a big lemonade, or breathed deeply, or taken a little nap, my friend. But we need to rest so that we're renewed, so that then we can return, or, as I say, dust off your rubber ducky, rest, relax, renew, and then return to the Lord and his service.
Wonderful. Kathy, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Do you have a final thought for us?
No, today. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You usually have one.
Yeah, I know I do. A cleaning lady working well beyond her retirement age was asked how she managed to keep on her job so long. Simple, she replied. I work for clients who can't see dust any better than I can.
Wonderful. Kathy Ransom. That's nice. Like very, very nice. Kathy Ransom, the author of two wonderful books now, and Ransom Notes and More Ransom Notes, Walk with Joy. Frank McKay here, signing off for Kathy Ransom. We'll see you next time on Ransom Notes.
You've been listening to Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. The most intriguing talk in talk radio.